Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome today's program Wiman Ortiz, who's Manager of New Projects Development Administration at OmniLife, and Walter Heil, who's Senior Vice President of Americas at Parcel Perform. And today we're going to talk about OmniLife and e-commerce fulfillment and delivery success story. So one of the things that companies have learned about e-commerce is that everything can go right up until the customer clicks the buy button. But if you don't get the rest of the order fulfillment process right, it can have negative consequences, not only with regards to customer satisfaction and customer experience, but financial implications too. So what actions are companies taking to become leaders in e-commerce fulfillment, and how can technology help? Those are the two main questions we're going to address in today's program, and it's great to have Wiman and Walt on the program to share their success story. So Wiman, Walt, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Wiman, let's start with you. Just in case members of our audience are not familiar with OmniLife, why don't you briefly tell us a little bit about the company, your shipping operations, and your role there at the company?
Sure, of course. Well, basically, OmniLife is a multinational company. We manufacture and distribute nutritional supplements and personal and beauty care products. Our main plant is in Guadalajara, Mexico. We also have another plant in Cali, Colombia. And we have operations in 20 countries, basically, mostly in the Americas, Latin America, the United States, Europe, and Russia. In terms of our logistics and distribution, basically we go to the end customer, our distributors. We also use holistic growth method. We call it multi-development, where we care about all aspects or many aspects of life of the life of our distributors. So we always have to keep them informed about their shipments, their orders. And it's very important for us, since we have presence in 20 countries. In most of them, we not only use one company to ship their products, we use two or three companies, in some cases more than that. And it's really very important for us to have them informed and to be able to react in case something happens with any of those shipment companies. So to a broad extent, that's our operation and the role that where we use Parcel Perform to reach our customers.
Great. And what's your role there at the company, Wiman?
My role at the company is administration and operations manager. I also see special projects for OmniLife, like expansion projects. Okay.
Great. Well, it sounds like a global company, multiple countries, multiple delivery companies. And then I think your customers expect what every customer wants, whether it's a distributor or a consumer. They want to know what the status of their order is, when it's going to come, and they want to be proactively notified if there's any exceptions, to what they were expecting.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's go back to before you started working with Parcel Perform. I mean, what were some of the challenges or improvement opportunities you were looking to address?
Good. Yes. Basically, we were using different methods to notify our customers. I can mention some of them. We were using text messages, and it was also a challenge. It was also a very big challenge to integrate with these companies, to be able to send our notifications to the final customer. So we were looking basically for one place, one virtual place, and to unify also the way we notify them and the way they receive information about their orders. So at that point, we came across with Parcel Perform, and that was a big discovery for us to be able to have everything we needed in one virtual place, actually, the gateway.
So you were really looking for a place where, you can have all the data, in one place, and then you can use that platform again to go back to your previous comment to be able to communicate with your customers, right, in a more, I guess, more efficient and scalable way than the way you're doing it before, right? I guess it was like text messages and emails, and it was probably a very labor-intensive process.
Yes. Basically, we were looking to increase our customer satisfaction. It's also very important for us to keep the deliveries on time. That's a key feature in the industry where we are. We also need to keep them informed at all time because they want to know. Since they are located in remote places, I mean they are everywhere in cities, in small towns, or sometimes in remote places. So we have to keep them informed of everything about their order. So in case something happened, we needed to take actions to. For instance, to replace an order if it gets lost and stuff like that. So basically, I think that describes the logistics challenges that we had at that point.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think you brought up a good point because it's not only providing visibility and insights to your customers in terms of the status of their orders and things like that, but really it's also internal visibility so that you and your team can understand what's happening in real time with your operations so that if there are exceptions occurring, you can take proactive action, hopefully before it impacts the customer. So the visibility works both ways. It's not only for your customers, but also internally, so that you have better knowledge about what's happening with your operations, right? That's what I
Correct.
heard. Yep.
Another challenge that we had at that point were the number of integrations that we needed to do. It was almost impossible for OmniLife to try to integrate with all these companies. So basically that was a big solution for us to be able to have all the information, all our data related to the customer orders in one single place.
Yep.
Yeah,
No,
basically.
that's a great point, the integration piece, because a lot of companies overlook that, right? So, I mean, historically, if you worked, let's just say, with 50 providers or 100 providers, of course, you're a global company, so you're dealing with providers all over the world. You would have to make one-to-one connections with each of those, and then, of course, as you change providers, you would have to keep it was an ongoing process. But now you can just make a single connection to the platform. And you can have access to the ecosystem of providers, transportation providers that you use. So that's a great point. Walt, I want to,
Exactly.
yeah.
Another big advantage, and I think I already mentioned it, is that we unified when with Parcel, we unified the way that we provide the information to our customers. So they gave us our own platform, our own place where if the customer wants they can enter into their specific order information, but under a place with our logo, with our with the message that we want to send to our customers, and that's very important for us because that's part of the satisfaction and the guarantee that we need to provide them.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's a great point. So you're enabling your customers to self-service themselves in terms of being able to understand what's happening with their shipments. And
Exactly.
then
In addition to the messages that that they can receive at their phones, the emails, etc. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah, and then of course it's all part of the OmniLife branding, and that strengthens your brand reputation
Exactly.
and so forth. So that's great. So Walt, I want to bring you into the conversation now. I mean, you work with a variety of different companies across different industries and geographies. I mean, is what Hooman described a common story in the market? I mean, in your conversations with executives, I mean, when it comes to improving their e-commerce fulfillment and delivery operations, what are they focused on today?
Yeah, so great question, Aman. Thank you for the overview. Very thorough, and it really does reflect very typical or common use cases that we see in the market today. In particular, to your question, we've been talking to executives, sort of the old question, Adrian, what keeps them up at night, and what makes them concerned, and what are they hearing from their departments? Yeah, so these are very common, typical challenges that we see. So first of all, creating sort of this unified branded experience for the brand and the way that they and how they extend to the consumer is super important. If you think about traditional sort of legacy process and e-commerce for consumers to self-service, it was a lot of links to individual carrier tracking pages, a link to FedEx, a link to DHL or whatever it might be. And that was a very disjointed experience for the consumer. So being able to bring together a unified experience that's branded, the consumer can go to a OmniLife tracking page, can easily enter basic information that they have at their fingertips and get good, relevant, real-time information about the status of their order is super important, right? And the same thing goes with those notifications, being proactive with your with the customer. Reality is things happen with carriers, right? Delivery providers, couriers, all around the world. None of them are perfect. So things happen. If you can stay one step ahead of an exception or a service issue and communicate that to the consumer so they're proactively notified, they appreciate that, right? That's part of that touch point between, in this case, OmniLife and the customer. And again, a very typical use case. And that strengthens sort of that lifetime value or that lifetime loyalty of the customer. E-commerce is so competitive today. One or two bad experiences, you can lose a customer forever, right? So these really granular, specific issues and use cases that we see that OmniLife experiences are very typical. Last point, then I'll move on. Being a global provider or a global brand like OmniLife does present challenges to create a one unified experience for consumers all over the world. So we know that that's a very important capability that we have to uphold and maintain and support. So giving access or connectivity to service providers in Europe or in Latin America or in North America, to be able to do that without creating separate processes is super important, right? So companies are trying to break down those geographical barriers internally and create the same type of unified experience for the consumer globally. And we aspire to do that. And we think we do a good job of delivering that promise to OmniLife.
You brought up a lot of great points. The first point you brought up, I think, is critically important because, I think for a long time, companies overlooked the fact that the delivery experience was tightly linked to their brand reputation, right? Because if a UPS or a FedEx, and like you said, things happen. There's weather, there's accidents, but ultimately, if a delivery is late or if a delivery is damaged or a delivery is lost, the customer doesn't blame UPS, FedEx. They blame the in this case, they would blame, OmniLife, right? That's who they, so I think part of what you talk about having a branded experience in a place where customers can go to check on the status of the deliveries in a branded site, I think that shows that the customer, that the brand owner, in this case, OmniLife, is taking ownership for that overall, brand, customer satisfaction and brand, reputation. So I think that's an important thing, important aspect that You know, there's also the features, you know, there are all the features and functions of visibility and everything else, but just that subtle capability, if you will, of linking the brand to the overall customer experience and delivery experience, I think is you know, is very important. Wiman, going back to you, I mean, when the time came, and I think you probably already touched upon some of these things, but when the time came to look for a technology, you know, solution to improve your operations and accomplish some of the things you talked about before, I mean, what was some of the key capabilities you were looking for, and why did you ultimately select Partial Perform as your partner?
Okay, basically, I already mentioned some of them, but one we were looking for visibility, for number one, visibility and the capability to be able to respond or to have a response towards the customer, our customer. In the case of something happens that you already mentioned, the features about the what happens with the courier companies, etc. That was number one. Number two, we were looking to as I already mentioned, to unify the way that we appear before our customers, because we were using different methods. And number three, the possibility to have statistics on time, and to be able to measure and I think this is an aspect that I haven't mentioned yet. To measure how the courier companies, our service providers, are doing their jobs. So that this last feature, it's also, I consider, a very important one, because we are able to track the way that these companies are treating our products, our orders. And that give us a different perspective, and it provided us hard data in terms of what these companies are really delivering for OmniLife. Okay, so if you allow me to summarize in two or three important points in regards to the main aspects when someone is looking for these type of solutions, I would say number one, integration with different companies in only one virtual place, only one platform. That would be aspect number one. Number two, to consider as well is an initial investment and the time that is going to take to achieve what you're looking for. That's very important, because as I mentioned before, it's very difficult to integrate with different companies, and this is a key feature as well that with Partial Perform we were able to integrate. I mean, they did the integrations for us, okay? So basically the initial investment and the time to achieve it. And number three, the reliability, the performance and the response capacity that you as a company are going to achieve with this type of strategic partnerships. Those would be the three main aspects to consider.
Yeah, no, those are great, you know, three great points. I think again that integration piece that you know have talked about a couple of times, I think is a key aspect here, because I think a lot of companies underestimate, you know, the challenge involved there and kind of the benefits you know involved with that. Well, kind of a related question, you know, to you. I mean, obviously every company has different needs and requirements, but are there certain capabilities that are, you know, quote unquote must-haves, that is, you know, capabilities that, you know, every company should consider when, you know, evaluating and selecting an e-commerce fulfillment and delivery platform?
Yes, a great question. And I believe so, yes. And I think these are sort of attached to other capabilities, these benefits. Let me explain to you real quickly what I mean by that. So Iman was talking about the carrier integrations and the time to value and the benefits associated with that. And I couldn't agree with him more. But if you think about some of the additional benefits that come along with having tight integrations and data and visibility to the shipments, it allows the brand, the customer, in this case, OmniLife, the ability to really legislate, if you will, and deploy SLA compliance across their carrier base. So if you have really good data about the performance of your carriers, of your partners, and then you're able to extrapolate realistic delivery windows and set really good confident expectations for delivery times with your customers, that has a profound impact on not just the value proposition around that experience for the consumer and that unified experience, but it allows you to actually reduce your SLA violations to your customers. So you made the point earlier, Adrian, it's one thing to try to hold a carrier accountable if you're the brand or the retailer, the e-commerce brand, but the consumer holds you responsible. And if you are taking that responsibility in a unified branded experience and you don't deliver to promise, then there are costs to that. Typically, depending on how you resolve that, there is an actual hard cost to each late delivery. If you can get ahead of that, you can proactively notify the customer of a rescheduled delivery time, or you can provide more reliable delivery promise delivery dates from the time that the consumer leaves the cart and goes into that experience with OmniLife. You can actually reduce the number of SLA violations or delivery violations you have with the customer, reduce the cost involved with those violations, so those late deliveries. And then you can, like I said earlier, you can extrapolate a really hard benefit and savings from that experience. So the carrier integrations are great because, very few companies really want to get involved in maintaining those integrations. We do that really, really well. So that's a huge benefit. But those ancillary benefits that are attached to that are really, really compelling. And we have lots of experience and examples of that in addition to the experience that OmniLife is getting from the platform.
Yeah. So it's great. I mean, Iman brought it up too. Like the third point he brought up before was about basically, visibility to performance, right? Business intelligence analytics around how the carriers are performing. And your point is that, that's a key aspect of this because, by being able to analyze this data, which is constantly getting updated, right? Based on real-time operations, you're able to see, okay, over time, maybe you originally started promising, a 2-day delivery, but you're noticing that for whatever reasons, it's really taking 3 days, right? Mm-hmm. Consistently. So now when you can adjust your promises to customers based on that real-time data, right? To say, hey, you know what? It's going to be 3 days. And it's really about setting that expectation up front at the checkout, right? Because if you say 2 days, the customer is going to expect 2 days. But if you say 3 days, they're going to expect 3 days. But being able to use, kind of create that feedback mechanism of taking the real-time data in the platform to be able to make adjustments either in your customer promises or adjustments in how you negotiate with carriers and your SLAs with carriers, I think that's the point you were trying to make is, really leveraging that data, to continuously look for ways to get in front of managing that customer, that customer experience.
Yeah, Adrian, and just one last point, if I may. In addition to that, if you think about that checkout experience and leveraging that data and that intelligence, we'll call it, from that information, it also gives the brand the opportunity to offer the customer better options at the time of checkout and can often increase conversion rates in the checkout cart. So if it's a competitive offering that in this case OmniLife knows that they can deliver on, it gives the customer, the consumer, especially new customers on the site, new customers in this case to OmniLife, it gives them a competitive offering. Maybe they're shopping around to other like product providers, It gives them a competitive advantage and increases that cart conversion. So again, that's another sort of hard value proposition that customers can extrapolate from the platform.
Great, great. So, Wiman, back to you, and maybe as a way to wrap up and you know summarize, and I think you know you've touched upon some of these things already throughout our conversation, but you know, can you, number one, share with us maybe some of the benefits you've achieved to date, and what advice would you give to, or lessons learned would you give to other companies that are just getting started on this journey?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, well, basically, if you want to increase your level of service, if you want to increase the competitive advantage that you already may have, you need to consider these type of solutions. As Walter already mentioned, I mean, you are able to react to increase your level of service by minimizing the incidences or the errors that happens along the logistics chain. That's one main point. And as I said before, the timing is very important, the visibility, to have your customers informed at all times, that at least in our business, in our line of business, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. And as you already mentioned, what else? I already mentioned about the integrations. Also your capacity to analyze how the customer the service providers are performing. That's very important. Those are fundamental aspects for our strategy. So basically that would be the main features. I don't want to sound repetitive,
No, but it's good. It's good. You're underscoring some of those you know key important points. I would imagine that, you know, and this is always the case with any kind of technology investment, that ultimately you need to have obviously the support of senior leadership and, you know, IT and so forth. So, I mean, my assumption is that, you know, this was something that for your senior leadership and your team, you saw this as something that you really needed to invest in to really help the company grow and scale profitably and efficiently and be, you know, remain a leader in the industry. So kind of leadership, you know, kind of being able to communicate the value proposition to your CEO or
Exactly.
yeah.
That's a very good point. That's a very important point, I would say, because one, as a key manager or senior executive, you have to be able to communicate all the benefits that you will get as a company, and the image that you're going to project to your customers, to all your customers. And that's a key aspect. And now that you mentioned that, it was very important and challenging for us to be able to explain in the best possible way to our council, to explain the benefits and what we were going to achieve at that point, where we were, the point where we were by then, and what next level we were going to achieve by opting for a solution like this. So that's a very good point. I'm glad that you brought it up.
Great. Well, I mean, Walt, I mean, as a way to wrap up from your end, I think related to that, you know, for others like, you know, OmniLife, where they need to, you know, kind of articulate the business case to upper management to, you know, invest the time and the resources and the money into prioritizing this. I mean, what ultimately, and again, you touched upon some of these things, but if you had to boil it down, I mean, what's the business case for deploying, you know, such a solution, and where do companies see typically the main benefits?
Yeah, sure. As I said earlier, the business case or the business case justification falls into a lot of different buckets, and they tend to change from prioritization from customer to customer, if you will. But ultimately, if they can all tie this back to increasing the customer experience, and maybe in some cases looking at it more through a logistics lens than the traditional sort of marketing lens, that's one of the areas that we're seeing in the market right now where companies may feel comfortable with their ability to market their product in their e-commerce experience, but they're really lagging behind in providing a logistics capability around that delivery experience that strengthens the touch point, the connection or connectivity with the consumer, but also drives more accuracy, precision, and more efficient cost operations in that experience. Whenever anybody brings this proposition internally to leadership, they need to see a return, and they need to know that it's going to come fast, particularly with brands that are pressured around seasonal volume volatility and pressures and so forth. So you have to be able to really show a hard savings ROI value proposition, as I've said before, be able to demonstrate that the vendor, like a Parcelperform, can deliver quickly, and then also can anecdotally share stories and experiences like OmniLife's with the market and with those potential buyers who want to take this opportunity to leadership to deploy. So those are all super important. And yeah, I think that Uman and the OmniLife team are a great example that they kind of showcase a very typical set of use cases that we see in the market. So I of course like to thank them very much for sharing this experience as a truly valued partner with Parcelperform.
Great. Well, I want to thank you both for making time to be with us today. I think you both shared a lot of great insights and advice on this topic, and I certainly learned a lot. I'm sure many of our listeners today will learn a lot as well. So, Wiman, Walt, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adrian and Walter.
Great. I want to thank those of you that joined us. If you're watching this episode on demand, either at the Parcelperform or Talking Logistics website, and you've got a question or a comment for Wiman or Walt, you can post it there, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to respond via that medium. Again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.